January 10, divine enmity in the soul. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Genesis 3:15. Adam and Eve stood as criminals before their God, awaiting the sentence which transgression had incurred. But before they hear of the thorn and the thistle, the sorrow and anguish which should be their portion, and the dust to which they should return, they listen to words which must have inspired them with hope. Though they must suffer, they might look forward to ultimate victory. God declares, I will put enmity. This enmity is supernaturally put and not naturally entertained. When man sinned, his nature became evil, and he was in harmony and not at variance with Satan. The lofty usurper, having succeeded in seducing our first parents as he had seduced angels, counted on securing their allegiance and cooperation in all his enterprises against the government of heaven. But when Satan heard that the seed of the woman should bruise a serpent's head, he knew that though he had succeeded in depraving human nature, yet by some mysterious process God would restore to man his lost power and enable him to resist and overcome his conqueror. It is the grace that Christ implants in the soul that creates the enmity against Satan. Without this grace, man would continue the captive of Satan, a servant ever ready to do his bidding. The new principle in the soul creates conflict where hitherto had been peace. The power which Christ imparts enables man to resist the tyrant and usurper. Whenever a man is seen to abhor sin instead of loving it, when he resists and conquers those passions that have held sway within, there is seen the operation of a principle holy from above. The Holy Spirit must be constantly imparted to man, or he has no disposition to contend against the powers of darkness. Shall we not accept the enmity which Christ has placed between man and the serpent? We have a right to say, in the strength of Jesus Christ, I will be a conqueror.